A reading from the book of Exodus. A certain man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman who conceived and bore a son. Seeing that he was a godly child, she hid him for 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she took a papyrus basket, daubed it with bitumen and pitch, and putting the child in it, placed it among the reeds on the river bank. His sister stationed herself at a distance to find out what would happen to him. Pharaoh's daughter came down to the river to bathe, while her maids walked along the river bank. Noticing the basket among the reeds, she sent her handmaid to fetch it. On opening it, she looked, and lo, there was a baby boy crying. She was moved with pity for him and said, "It is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call one of the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?" "Yes, do so," she answered. So the maiden went and called the child's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child and nurse it for me, and I will repay you." The woman therefore took the child and nursed it. And when the child grew, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, who adopted him as her son and called him Moses, for she said, "I drew him out of the water." On one occasion, after Moses had grown up, when he visited his kinsmen and witnessed their forced labor, he saw an Egyptian striking a Hebrew, one of his own kinsmen. Looking about and seeing no one, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. The next day he went out again, and the two Hebrews were fighting. So he asked the culprit, "Why are you striking your fellow Hebrew?" But the culprit replied, "Who appointed you as ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian?" Then Moses became afraid and thought, "The affair must certainly be known." Pharaoh, too, heard of the affair and sought to put Moses to death. But Moses fled from him and stayed in the land of Midian. The word of the Lord. Turn to the Lord in your need and you will live. Turn to the Lord in your need and you will live. I am sunk in the abysmal swamp where there is no foothold. I have reached the watery depths. The flood overwhelms me. Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live. But I pray to you, O Lord, for the time of your favor, O God. In your great kindness, answer me with your constant help. Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live. But I am afflicted and in pain. Let your saving help, O God, protect me. I will praise the name of God in song, and I will glorify him with thanksgiving. Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live. See, you lowly ones, and be glad. For you seek God, may your hearts revive. For the Lord hears the poor, and his own who are in bonds he spurns not. Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom. On the day of judgment, than for you. The Gospel of the Lord. Again today we focus on what God tells us instead of us telling him, this is how I want to live, this is how I want to do things, this is the way I want to live my life. And again, it doesn't matter what you and I want, it only matters what God wants. It's just that simple. You go and you live your own life, then what happens to Sodom and Gomorrah will happen to you. Jesus is not gentle today. He's saying, remember how he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah? You too. if you don't repent. And again, as we talked about this past Sunday at Mass, repentance means we stop doing it our way. And again, sometimes we can think we're very good because we're coming to daily Mass or listening to daily Mass, but if it's what I want instead of what God wants, there can be a humongous problem. Do I come to Mass every day so God will bless me and give me what I want and bless my family and give me courage?
Yes, Father, what do you think I'm doing here?
Or do you come here so you can get your marching orders from Almighty God? Okay, I'm glad you came to listen to me this morning. This is what I want you to do today. And then we go and do it. So, you and I got to think, am I a man or a woman that's living in daily repentance? Do I come to daily Mass or listen to daily homilies so that I can learn what God wants me to do and then do it? Or I just dismiss that. I just want him to bless me and give me courage this day. One, you serve yourself. The other one, you serve God. Daily repentance is what he calls us all to, most especially me. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.